Okay. As we know, this year, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and I made this packet. I've made packets in the past on this topic, but you always could redo it and revisit this issue. When is it happening again next? No? I don't know. It's okay. What? Okay, whenever. I mean, you know how it works in a cycle. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, and Shemitah Teres falls out. It's all enough. You know, they all fall out on Shabbos. And it's an amazing thing that, you know, one of the most vital mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah is the mitzvah of shofar, and we don't do it. We do it on the second day. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is only drabanan, so that means the mitzvah d'oraisa is only the first day every year. It's only the first day, and here we don't even do the mitzvah d'oraisa. By the way, parenthetically, I both say tomorrow we're going to have regular time shiur. It was a mistake. The contemporary halacha I thought it was Thursday, it was really yesterday. But, okay. Okay, which I found out in time enough to. Okay. They changed the schedule. Okay. So we're regular tomorrow. So then we'll, Bez Hashem, if we don't finish this packet today, we'll finish tomorrow. We have another packet on Rosh Hashanah, etc. So it's such a strange type of halacha that we're taking a mitzvah in the Torah of blowing shofar, which if you would ask anyone, they would say, what's the ikar mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah? You would say, the blowing of the shofar, right? And we're like, deleting that mitzvah. We're deleting that mitzvah. And we'll see, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the reason why we're deleting it is because... because he might come to carry the shofar, which is a gzeira, that you come to carry the shofar in the Rishus HaRabim. So let's take a look at both things. You know, there's a pasuk in Parshas Emor that says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor b'Chodesh Hashvi b'Echad l'Chodesh Yel Lachem Shaboson Zichron Shrua Mikra Kodesh." So Zichron Trua. So Zichron Trua, Rashi in Chumash learns Zichron Trua means to say the psukim of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. That's Zichron Trua. But we're going to see that the Gemara learns that Zichron Trua means what? That you don't blow the shofar, but you remember the shofar. Now the pasuk in Pinchas says, "V'chodesh Shvi v'echad l'chodesh mikrakodesh yalachem kol mechaz avodo lo sasu yom trua yalachem." Yom trua. So yom trua means you actually blow. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah asks a stira from the psukim. Take a look at the Gemara, page 3. Menani mili amar Rabbi Levi bar Malchma amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. Chosav echad omer shabosan zichron trua. Chosav echad omer yom trua yalachem. So one pasuk says zichron trua is mashma that you're just remembering the shofar. You're not actually blowing it. Yom Trua is he actually blowing it. So which one is it? On Rosh Hashanah, do we just remember the shofar or do we blow the shofar? So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha. Can't be Yontif Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, can't be Yontif Shechal Yos B'Chol. that it depends. If Yontif Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then it's what? It's just a Zichron Shua. If Yontif falls out in the weekday, then it's Yom Shua. Now, you have to realize, take a look, we didn't read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yontif Shechalios Shalosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos B'miktish Hayutokim of Aloba Medina. That when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, they would blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. They wouldn't blow it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rashi, Lo b'Medina, lo b'Yerushalayim, lo b'Gvulim. Mishacharev Beis HaMikdash, so when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskid Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiyutokim b'chol mokom sheish bo best. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that we should be tokei a shofar in any place that there's a bezdin. Any place that there's a bezdin. So the Gemara asks the kasha like this. You see, in the beginning, the Gemara says that the source of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Yom Teruah. And the source that we don't blow on when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos is because it says Zichron Shua. So that means, so what is it? Is it Yom Shua or is it a Zichron Shua? So the answer is, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, it's a Yom Shua. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's Zichron Shua. So the Gemara has a kasha. Amar Rav Imi. So that means, at this point, the Gemara is assuming that the Indian of not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a din d'oraisa. Is a din d'oraisa. Because it's learned out from Psukim. Yom Chua, Zichron Chua. So the Gemara has the kasha. Amar Rava, imi d'oraisa hi b'mikdash heichat akina. If this the Isser is a d'oraisa, so how are we allowed to blow in the mikdash? Whereas, if the Torah says Zichron Trua, which means that on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, it's only a Zichron, and that's a Pasuk in Chumash, so why do we say that in the Beis HaMikdash you can blow shofar even on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos? Imi D'Raisa B'Mikdash Hechi Takinin. V'od Halav Malachi Hidit Zichron Lemutei. I don't understand. It's not a malacha. So then why should the Torah say it's Aser? If the Torah is saying it's a Zichron Shua, the Torah is obviously assuming that there's something wrong with blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. But what's wrong? What, it's not a malacha. Which of the Lamates malachas is it? So why is the Torah answering it? The Tanit Rebbe Yishmael Kol Malacha Lo Sasu Yotza Tkiya Shofar Udiyas HaPas Tkiya Shofar Udiyas HaPas Shei Chochma Ve'eina Malacha. These things are Chochma, but they're not a Malacha. They're a Chochma, they're a Kunz. What's a Chochma? How would you say it in English? A skill. It's a skill. But it's not a malacha. It doesn't fit into any of the 39 malachas. So what are we talking about? So the Gemara says you're right. Ela marava bidaraisa mishnah shari rabbanahu de gozabe. So it's bidaraisa, it's totally mutter. And the rabbanan said it's aser kidarabba because of rabba. Amar Rabba, Hakol Chayavim B'Tkiya Shofar. Everyone's Chayiv, Ve'ein Hakol B'Kim, but not everyone is expert. Ve'ein Hakol B'Kim B'Tkiya Shofar. Gzei Reshema Yitzlenu B'Yodo V'Yelech Eitzal Baki Lilmod V'Yavivredu. Heh. Avirenu Dal Amos Bershus Harabim. That we're afraid that you're going to come to carry. V'hainu taima de lulav, v'hainu taima de megillah. And that's the reason why we don't take lulav on Shabbos. And that's the reason why we don't read Megillas Esther on Shabbos. So, comes out, Rabbi Osai, that this is a that did the Rabbana. Somebody called me up yesterday that in a place where there are different minyanim in the place. There's an Orthodox minyan and there's a conservative, a reform. So I think maybe the reform, they blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah even when it's on Shabbos. So you want to know, can he go listen to the shofar? Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So I said, no. There's no Indian to go listen to the... We assume the Tosser to do. It's against... You should know, there were movements in Orthodoxy to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Why? Well, so take a look quickly. What did we say? What did it say here in the Mishnah? That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in other words, in Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, they would blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, right? They would blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, right? And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, even though today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you can blow shofar where? In the Beis Din. Blow shofar in the Beis Din. So take a look on page 5 in the Rif. So the Rif quotes the Mishnah first, and then the Rif says four lines from the bottom. Rav Huna bin Bezdin, Ma in Bezdin, Bifnei Bezdin. So you can blow shofar in front of Bezdin. Now we know there are two types of Batei Dinim that exist in the world. I mean, more than two types. There's a Bezdin of 3, 23, 71. Right, 3 is a Bezdin for Momenus, 23 is Dinei Nefashos, and 71 is like for big things. You know, the first Mishnah Sanhedrin list. But there are two types of Batei Dinim. There's a Bezdin of Musmachim and a Bezdin Veinim Musmachim. In other words, the concept of Smicha that we speak about today, that's not the real smicha. The real smicha was Ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yeshua, who gave to this Canaan, etc. So today, no one has the real smicha. No one has that Ish mi pi ish direct line. That's why we don't give, say, if somebody eats chazer, so you're supposed to give him malchus. But we don't give malchus today because we don't have a bezdin of smuchim. We don't have a bezdin of the real smicha. Or we don't give anyone, someone's machal Shabbos in front of Eidim. They got hasra. So you're supposed to kill him. We don't kill anyone today because you need a bezdin of what? Smuchim. So the question is why we can do dine mamunas today because we don't need smuchim for dine mamunas. I mean, midaraisa, maybe you do, but midarabanan, they said you don't. So you don't need smicha. So let me ask you a question. When the Mishnah says that you blow shofar in front of Bezdin, even if it's there, does the Bezdin have to have smicha or not? The real smicha of Ish Bipi Ish and Moshe Rabbeinu or not? What would you say? Yeah. So you're saying what? You need a business smicha or no? Okay, maybe. What do you think the riff held? That you need smicha or not? Well, look, the riff says what? It, four lines from the bottom. I'm Rav Huna of imbezdin. My imbezdin b'fnei bezdin. Lafuki shalom b'fnei bezdin delo. So he doesn't say what type of bezdin. So what do you think the riff meant when he says bezdin? Would smicha on smichum or not? Yeah, Ellie.
Well, you could write that.
Right, no one has the real smicha today. No one. Even the greatest rabbi on the face of the earth doesn't have the real smicha today. So I'm asking, when the Rif says that you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, when it falls on Shabbos, you can blow him in front of Bezdin, which Bezdin is he referring to? With smicha or even without smicha? Yeah, sure.
Based on the part that he was quoting from, he's quoting from when the Gemara says that basically the Yavne and any other place they did the same thing. The Gemara went to Alchemia for Beitia and Dan Kray, which I don't think that's a different my focus. It's not talking about a Beitia and a Smachia, right? It's just talking about a low basis instead of you on a regular basis.
What do you think? What does the riff hold?
I think it does
better than this. Does or does not?
Does not.
How do you know? Very simple. Say something very simple. What? Okay, say even more simple. Meaning, we're going to see. There was the riff. What is the riff? The riff is a halacha l'maaseh sefer. That's why there's no riff in all of our country. No, no riff in Kachem. Why? Because he didn't write on things that are not Nogan al-Maisim. You don't have Karbonis. So what is he going to write on the second Svachim and these things? Right? Because it's not Nogan al-Maisim. The riff only writes on things that are Nogan al-Maisim as well as that. If it's not Nogan al-Maisim as well as that, there's no riff. There's no riff. So by the fact that he brought this down, it must be Nogan what? Now the Rif knows we don't have any smuchim, so then how's it no gale maisa? So it must be what? That you don't need muskwasim. And that's what the Ran says about the Rif. Take a look. Venira. See where the arrow is on the bottom? Venira may have alfasizal shehevi memers halala bahalachas by the fact that he brought this down in his halacha. Shehu sover the lobby in bezn somach. You don't need smicha. The nearest she's kiko lo markeni the minimum gemara amul hainu tanakami to benel bedina that cry. And that's what you were saying, Gershon. Rachi perusha the tanakami sover chol bezn shel gimel tokim the hainu bedina that cry. Rav Loza sover the tikkun Rav Yochanan and Zaki el tumid beis hamikdash hainu beis avad. There was an established bezn. Shavidim kviyah yachar. Shem talking with Negimel Shekitcher as a Chodesh, the Kiddush a Chodesh Mishloso, And that's why the Rif brought it down in his halacha sefer, because he says it's no geil lemaisa b'zman hazeh, because you don't need smuchim, so all you need is three people. So now, hold on to your chairs. Then in the Rif's Beis Din, they blew shofar to Rosh Hashanah Shachalios B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Shachalios B'Shabbos, he had his Beis Din, and that's what the Mishnah says, B'fnei Beis Din. And that's what they did. So that's the Rif Shita. So others might say that it's incorrect because you need a Bezdin Shal Smuchim. That if they Bezdin means Bezdin Shal Smuchim. And we don't have a Bezdin, but the Rif clearly didn't hold that way. Because the Rif held that that you not only held that way, he did that. They did that in his Bezdin. You know, throughout history, there was a Rav, Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger, the Lev HaIvri. He also wanted a blow, and there was a whole fight, and I think Yerushalayim about it. You know, but today we the accepted psak is not like this Rif, not like this Ran, and we don't blow shofar. And therefore, I told this fellow, there's no Indian that he should even go hear the shofar if someone else is blowing. Fakir, he should dafka not hear. Because it's against the minig. It was even though the riff, you know. But minig Yisrael is not the paskin like this riff. So therefore, if someone would go ahead and do it, b'zman hazeh, that would be considered like chutz l'machaneh to do such a thing. That would be like not within the pale of Shomri Torah Mitzvahs. Yes, please.
How would the Rif explain to Yom Tov?
Well, first of all, the Gemara in the end rejects that, right? Because the Gemara says that the reason is that of the carrying. And what's the idea? That when you in front of Beis Din, or you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to come to carry because the fear of the Beis Din is upon you, so to speak. And the fear of the Mikdash is upon you, so you're not going to come to make the mistake. So when you're not in the presence of the Beis HaMikdash, when you're not in the presence of the Beis Din, so then the fear dwindles. And then you'll come to make a mistake.
Why was this Gezeirah created as like a sort of low cloak across the board if the whole Svara hardly applies?
What do you mean, say?
Because either most major Jewish communities nowadays either have Erevin that people can carry to a memcha, or they have established token who already know how to blow and they're not gonna need to go to a memcha.
Right. In other words, what Mordechai is saying is that, you know, many poskim say that we don't have a Rishus HaRabim b'zman hazeh. That's why they put there's Erevin put up all over. You can't put an Erev up if there's a real Rishus HaRabim. So today, there's an Erev everywhere. At least a controversial Erev everywhere. You know? And that's based on what the poskim say that that ain lanu rishus harabim b'zman hazeh. So that's Mordechai's kasha. Who preceded Mordechai in this kasha? The bir halacha. You have a Mishnah Berurah. Get me a dalet and a vav. So maybe that's a raya that yesh lanu rishus harabim b'zman hazeh, because it would be hard to. Mordechai makes a very good point that it would be it would be hard to, if it's so hard to have a Rishus HaRabim, then why are they going to take away a mitzvah min HaTorah? Whereas here they have an Erev here on Amsterdam Avenue. So therefore they're assuming that Amsterdam Avenue is not a Rishus HaRabim. Right? Why is it a Rishus HaRabim? For different reasons. Yeah, what? So if it's, in other words, Rishus HaRabim means that you have to have a street that's Tezayin Amma. It has to be, I don't know, 30 some odd feet wide. So that's what half the Rishonim say. All you need is that. As long as you have a street that's like 30 feet wide or something like that, that's a Rishus HaRabim. And the other Rishonim say, no, you need the wide street and you need a population of 600,000 people. So many say, well, we don't have Rishus HaRabim as well as that because we rely on the opinion that says you need 600,000 people. And we don't have. The only problem is today, we have 600,000 people. Well, Manhattan, easy. Brooklyn, easy. All these places have 600,000 people. Right? And yet they still make an error. Okay, so that's a whole, this guy wrote a whole sefer on this topic. So, you can go read the sefer. But, yeah, let me just find the Bir Halacha. Let's check if it's in Hilchos. One second. We have to find where it is, but it's a beer. The Bir Halacha discusses this kasha. I think some bring it as a raya that you don't need 600,000 people. Or you could say that Bizmah Chazal, they did have more Rishus. I mean, again, this, we could spend the whole year on this. But that's how we assume that it's a gzera that you shouldn't come to carry. Now, so that means, in the end of the day, we're not learning it out from Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah, because Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah are psukim. But then the Gemara says, no, it's not learned out from Psukim. It's learned out from what? From Gzera Derabba, that you come to carry. But take a look in the Yerushalmi on page 6. First word in the line is Osun. Osun Shalalay, I'm like Kosovechad Omer Yom Chua. Kosovechad Omer Zichron Chua, Haketzad, Bishashu Chalbachol Yom Chua. Bishashu Chalbashab is Zichron Chua. Okay. So then skip a little bit. The first word on the line is Maskirin. Me'ata af of Mikdash lo yidche. Tana Becha l'chodesh. Me'ata afil b'mokam shem yodim shu Becha l'chodesh. Tani of Shem Yochai v'kraftim. B'mokam shach karbonis kraven. See, if you take a look at the psukim. Of Yom Teruah. Yom Teruah Yelachem. So where is that pasuk brought, Yom Teruah Yelachem? Where is that pasuk? That's in what? In Pinchas. And right next to Yom Teruah, what does it say? Vasisim Ola. Vasisim Ola. Meaning, the pasuk in Pinchas is where in the parsha of Korbanos, right? Pinchas is all about Korbanos, right? The end of Pinchas, right? So Memela what? So Pinchas is all about Korbanos. So Memela, since Pinchas is all about Korbanos, and then it says Vasisim Ola, so we learn from there that the Mokom Karbonos is always Yom Teruah. Because since it says Yom Teruah right next to Vasisim Ola, so in the Mokom of Vasisim Ola, it's always a Yom Teruah. Whereas by Zichron Teruah, you know, it doesn't speak about Mokom Karbonos. So there's, it's not in the Mokom Karbonos. So then, sometimes it'll be a Zichron Teruah. Where it's, see, it's like this. Both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi started off with saying that two separate psukim, Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah. And Yom Teruah is Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'chol, and Zichron Teruah is Yom Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. But yet, the Bavli has the kasha. So if you're learning it from psukim, that means it's a daraisa. So if it's a daraisa, then what? Then how can we blow in the Mikdash? How can we blow in the Mikdash? What? In the Mikdash? See, in the Mikdash we have a cloud that certainly Surei Derabbanan we lift in the Mikdash. What's that cloud called? Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. There's certain Derabbanans they lift it in the base of Mikdash. There's an Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But if something is in the Raisa, you're not going to be matter in the Mikdash. So if you're going to say that this is a din daraisa, if you're going to say this is a din daraisa, so then what? So then how could you do it in the Mikdash? So the Bavli threw in the towel and said, you're right. Doesn't make sense. So therefore the Bavli said it has nothing to do with the two psukim of Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah, but rather what? It's all what? A gzeira that you come to carry. And the Mela, that's a derabbanan, so now we understand that in the Mikdash they weren't gozer, this is a derabbanan. The whole thing is derabbanan. But the Yerushalmi didn't
throw in the towel. Yerushalmi said, no, we stay with the psukim. Yom Teruah and what? And Zichron Teruah. We stay with the psukim. Also, then the same kashan is asked. The psukim, so how is it looked to be mikdash? So the Yerushalmi comes up what? With a creative answer. Namely what? That there's a Jairus HaKosuv, that in other words, even though it seems that it's an Isidaraisa, but we have a heter in the Torah, that we're welcome, in other words, we have an Isidaraisa, but the Torah, we have heter Daraisa also, then we could. So here we have a heter Daraisa, but since it says right after, the Yerushalmi uses the word to be crafted, but the Mefarshim says, it really means the Vasisa, meaning the right after Yom Teruah, it says Vasisam Olam. So the Mokom Vasisam Olam, and the Mokom HaKarbonos, it's always Yom Teruah. So Yinoch Anami, it's an Issa Daraisa, but we have a Heta Daraisa of the Mokom HaKarbonos. Yeah. Yeah, so by Bezdin, he made a takana that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Bezdin is like the... Oh, right, so you have a good point. Wait, 1 second. I mean, that's true. That's true, but that requires... Give me some time to develop it, okay? So let me ask you a question. How do we paskin, like the Bavli or the Yerushalmi? How do we paskin, like the Bavli or the Yerushalmi? You mean you're saying the Bavli, there shouldn't be an issue of carrying because most of our places are, even if you don't have an area, most of the places we consider only a Carmelist midrabbanon. Because they wouldn't go there that you might come to carry the Carmelist because that's only the Rabbanon. They're only going to be goes there that you can't carry in a Rishus HaRavim. So he's saying, well, we don't have a Rishus HaRavim and we still don't blow. So doesn't that show that we're following the Yerushalmi? Okay, say more. Say simple. How do we know that we, at first glance, that we're following the Yerushalmi today, not the Bavli? I mean, bottom line is, both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi say you don't blow shofar today. So the Bavli is mashma that it's Gezeirah d'Rabbah. The Yerushalmi is mashma that it's from the Psukim. Yeah. Sometimes.
Also, on the other side,
though, you look for the
Rabbanim.
Well, we don't hold for the Rift either, right? But you're saying too fancy. What do we do today to indicate that seemingly that we're following the Yerushalmi? What? Nusach HaTfilah. So in the Machzor it says that we're, you'll see the parentheses, right? That when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it says to say Zichron Teruah, not to say Yom Teruah. But that only works with the Yerushalmi. That Zichron Teruah is Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yom Shabbos, and Yom Teruah is Chal V'Chol. You don't say Yom Tshuva, you say Zichron Tshuva. You have it in parentheses. Zichron Tshuva. Which is a little peculiar, right?
It's a little peculiar that we should follow. Usually when the Zvachot is bothering Yerushalmi, the Bavli is considered more prominent than Yerushalmi. Sometimes we say that if the Bavli doesn't have what to say at a certain topic, and Yerushalmi does, so then we'll follow Yerushalmi over the Bavli.
Because according to the Bavli, Zichron Tshuva is not about Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shamas. Rosh Hashanah, Zichron Tshuva, all that means is, we've discussed this in the past, some Yerushalmi left, Zichron Tshuva means to blow shofar, and God will remember. God will remember you through your blowing of the shofar. But not that, not to blow shofar. Yom Tshuva means to blow shofar, and Zichron Tshuva means to blow shofar. That's the Rosh Hashanah too. And the only reason we don't blow is because of Gezeirah D'Rabbah. But obviously, by the fact that in the Nusach HaTfilah, where we Mishana, so at first glance it seems that what? The following
Yerushalmi. It's a little strange, right? But here, the Bavli says the Feirish is not like Yerushalmi. Right? Bavli says the Feirish, that it's not because Yom Tshuva is different, but it rejects that in the end. It says it's Zeirah D'Rabbah.
Let me show you this answer. So it could be, you could say, Hanami, Lagabe, Nusach HaTfilo, we're following, it's not Ma'akev anyway, but so the minute Nusach HaTfilo. But I'll show you another answer to the question. Found, I saw it in the Sefer Brikas Mo'adecha, which I put in the packet here. But it's based on something on page 8, on page 7 and page 8, in the Tanya Rabasi and in the Shibole Halekit. So the Tanya, these are both Rishonim, the Tanya Rabasi. It's a Rishon. So look on page 7 in the fourth line. It says, Yesh Makshim Lama Long Zera De Rabba Hatshrei Kroi Ksivi Zichron Tshuva V'Yom Tshuva U'mokminan Chad B'Shabbos V'Chad B'Chol. Mefarshin, the Rabbi Gufe Mefarshin Lulukroi. The Omer, my time on my cross, Zichron Tshuva, Mishum Shem Yechel Echel Tabaki, Lilmo Vichule. So tell me what the Shibole, what the Tanya Rabosi said. First, tell me what he says, and then tell me how he answers the question of the Nusach HaTfila, based on what he says. Yaakov, did you want to say something?
I understood that once, but I think it says
Okay. Take your time, take your time.
Basically, I think he's saying this is the reason for this. Meaning that, why is he saying we have two sukkim, two really young and two much rough? And he said, ask me, and he's saying, why is the reason for the different rough supposed to be young rough? Because it's a different true because of the fact that Mitch Jammy ever ran down. So this is the reason for this.
Oh, so he's saying very well. So what Yaakov is saying is like this. An unbelievable thing. He's saying when Rabba made a gzeira, he wasn't just making a gzeira. Was he saw a pasuk in Chumash that said that on Rosh Hashanah Shachalos B'Shabbos you can't blow shofar? There's a zichron trua. So he was just explaining, but why? The Torah was not going to just ask his tam something. Because if it was from one of the Lamites Malachas, then I understand. It's one of the Lamites Malachas. But if it's not one of the Lamites Malachas, so then why in the world did the Torah say that you don't blow shofar? Is it not true? So says Rabba, I'm not giving you a din d'rabbana. I'm explaining you what Shach and the Chumash. That the reason why it's a zichron trua is what? Is because Shem Yagiren. Well, and Mamela, we'll see the Sefer Brikas more definitely points out, according to this, there's no machlokas, probably Yisham, in other words, they're both at the end holding that it's based on the Pesukim. What? No, one is in the Babli, one is in Yerushalmi. But I'm saying that, meaning they're different, but they're, it was not to say that this the Grammy don't look like this, but to say, that the Bavli also holds its face on the Pesuk. Ah, Rabbi makes it time, but that's Dorish Vehiskin. He was Dorish the Tam. And the Torah says Zichron Trua. Why is it a Zichron Trua? Because Zerah Shemi Yavi Rebbe. So he's also learning from Zichron Trua. It's not like he rejects Zichron Trua. He also holds that Zichron Trua means Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. But why, for Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, don't we blow? And if you look in the Shibboleth HaLeket, he says the same thing. If you look, go further down where the end of the bracket is, so one line above that. V'yom Trua, Maskin Chabes Shabbos Chad B'Chol. Mefarshim Yishlomah deRabba Gufei Mefarshlu. They cry, "My time, my Asra Torah, Amr Torah, Zichra Trua, Mishum Gzeira Shem Yelech Eitzal Baki." That is Darsh Vehiski. So you could say, so that he, in other words, how is he going to, how is the, what's the flow of the Gemara? In other words, Josh is asking a question like this. The Gemara says it's Zichron Trua. Then the Gemara says, Zera Shema Yavirenu. So then why in the Mikdash? Why in the Mikdash then do you blow? I guess he would say the same idea, that in the Mikdash they wouldn't make a gzera. Even though the gzera is a Talmud Araisa, but maybe in the Mikdash even an Xera Daraisa they wouldn't make in the Mikdash. Because what's the idea of the Mikdash? What's the whole idea of Gezerah? You might forget. And in the Mikdash, the Shekhinah is right in front of you. You're not going to forget. So I guess you have to say like that. So if you look at the Sefer Brikas Modecha, he quotes these opinions. And he says that based on this, I believe he says that based on this, the Nusach HaTfilah is not only according to Yerushalmi, it's also according to the Bavli. Now, let me raise another question with you. So then, according to this, everyone holds that Yom Trua is the weekday and Zichron Trua Shabbos, both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So now the question is, let me raise the following question. Where in the Torah, how many different times are the holidays mentioned in the Torah? How many times are the Shalosh Regalim mentioned in the Torah? No? How many times? How many? I would say what? At least how many? Well, I didn't hear.
At least two.
At least three. Any other bit? At least four, right? What's the first one? What's the first one? You have a chumash? What's the first one? Chumash. Rabbosai, it's all in the Chumash. Rabbosai. Slowly, you're going too fast for me. Much too fast. Mishpatim. Chav Gimel Yudzayin, Shalosh Pamim B'Shana Yerichol Tzuchachat Hinei Adon Hashem Mishpatim, in the first place. Where's the next one? You come and said it. What? First one is Mishpatim. What's the second one? What's the second one? Kisisa. Lama Dalin. Chav Gimel. Sholosh Pam B'Shana Yerichol Tzuchachat. Kisisa. Next. What's the next one? What? Emor. Okay. Next one is Emor. Right. So far, how many do we have? We have Mishpatim. Kisisa. And more? Yeah, no, what else? Pinchas. And what's?
Ray.
Five. Tomorrow we'll give you a shear and show you a sixth place. We have to wait until tomorrow. Let's get over that. Time being, it's fine. Tomorrow, we'll be good. Okay? Now, so five times in the Chumash, it mentions the Shalosh Regalim. five times, at least, right?
Maybe this the time we're. I tell you, tomorrow we'll see the sixth. Right?
But most of the times, it just says these are the Shalosh Regalim. Where are the mitzvahs of the Shalosh Regalim mentioned? You know, like every regal except has a special mitzvah. Like Pesach has what? Matzah. Sukkot has what? Davar Minim, Sukkah. So where are the mitzvahs? So of those five times, where are the mitzvahs mentioned? Some said. Someone just said it. What? What? Lahu.
Emor.
Emor, right? In other words, Emor is the place where we got the mitzvahs. Right? That on Sukkot, we're in the Sukkah, we're the Lulav, and we have Emor is the, right? What's Pinchas for? Pinchas is what? What is Pinchas for? What's the main purpose of Pinchas? Come on. Karbanos. Now, you ready for this question? Yes, we'll say for Zichron Shmuel. Ready for this question? Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah is what? Shofar. So where's the mitzvah mentioned? Pinchas. Because the Yom Shruah is by Pinchas. The Zichron Shruah is Emor. Makes no sense. Shouldn't be that that's the opposite. Because all the mitzvahs are what? Emor. So the Yom Shruah, which is the mitzvah, should be what? Emor. You hear the connection?
Korbanos also Emor.
What?
For one of the Korbanos, we have the Emor. The exact answer.
Right? No, the Korbanos are Pinchas.
Since Yom Shruah is.
Zichron Shruah is. Emor. Yom Shruah. The Korbanos is in. Pinchas. Zichron Shruah again, it just doesn't mean like some Rishonim learned that we on the Rosh Hashanah Shacharis B'Shach. Zichron Shruah just means we blow it, Hashem remembers us through our blow, so that it is there. But if you hold the way Chazal are understanding, then what? The Yikra Pasuk, therefore, the mitzvah is what? Yom Shruah is what? Is in Pinchas. So, you guys have an answer to this? You hear the question. First, feel the question. Feel the question. I want you to feel the question. You feeling the question? So then, take a minute or two. Think and give me an answer. You're saying Yerushalmi gives a teretz. Yerushalmi gives a teretz to teach us that Yom Shruah you always welcome karbonis, you always blow. And what about the Bavli? What? So I'll tell you an answer that I saw in a sefer. You could say it's a little bit LP Drush, but it's still an interesting answer. What's the answer? It's in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel. Is that here in the packet? Or did I put it in another packet? Oh yeah, here, Zichron Shmuel, page 25. 24 and 25. It says, the Parshas Pinchas, the Parshas HaMusafim, see the Chodesh HaShvi Bech HaMuchodesh Yom Teruah. Modim Kuvay, Monus Kurakag of Grora. Musavim Shokagasupas, on this Kaklau Shokagasupas. Right? Shachayabi Yeshiva Sukkah. Right? In Parshas Pinchas, when it talks about Sukkah, Sukkahs, it doesn't mention that what? That you sit in Sukkah, because Pinchas is not the place for mitzvahs. Pinchas is what? Karbanos. Mechem Shayar Yom Tovim. The name of Mitzvah Kiyas Shofar Tziva Kosev Beis Poem in Parshas Emor Shasham Iker Mokum Tzivuya Nema Shabbat Zuchar Truah Parshas Pinchas Yom Truah. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that that's the Iker Pasuk. So you know what he says? It's a beautiful teretz. I mean, it could be it's a little bit of Pidrush, but it's a beautiful teretz. We know that Rav Sadia Gaon gives 10 reasons why we blow shofar. So one of the reasons he gives that we blow shofar is if you ever go to when they coronate a king, they appoint a new king and they coronate him, they blow the trumpets, they blow, that's a sign of coronation. Right? So Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, the Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Malchus, the Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mameluat, that's what was the Lord Shofar. So where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne? Where's his palace? Where's the Mikdash? So therefore, after this mitzvah, Moshai, and that can explain the Yerushalmi also, that the Mokom HaKarbonos is always Yom Teruah. Because the Mokom HaMikdash, that's where the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And therefore, it's always Yom Teruah there. After this mitzvah, then where? All the other mitzvahs mentioned earlier. Here, the Iker mitzvah, the Yom Teruah, is a Pinchas.
Wow.
That's what Zichron Shmuel of Shem Melka Talmud taught. He was a big goan. Lived in Muncie. Oh. That's why it's brought in some of the Sfarim. You know, there are a lot of different reasons for the minhag of Kashuk. Right? The Medrash said that when Abraham was going to do the Akedah, the water tried, the Sfarim tried to stop him, and put a whole body of water in front of him, right? Different reasons. But one of the reasons that's given in some of the Mefarshim, based on the Gemara and Horius, I believe, that just like when they anoint the king with blow shofar, they also anoint the king by a body of water. To show that just like the water flows, so too his kingdom should flow and exist, you know, for a lot of old man woman, just like the water is constantly flowing. So you mamlech hamelech by the what? By the water. So the Vela, Rosh Hashanah, is blood of Malchus, so that's why one of the reasons giving for the minhag of Kashrut is to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go to the body of water, which represents the Malchus Hashem. What do you think? Now, okay. Now, there's a famous Taz we should talk about a little bit. On page 11. So we know that Chazal asked the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, Shkalios B'Shabbos, save the rabbi. So either you say it's a pure drabbanon or it's darash v'hiskin. So we know that one is not allowed to play a musical instrument on Shabbos and Yontif because you might come, it might break, and you might come to fix it. So the question is, so how can you blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? So that's what he writes here. That the Kiyash is the fourth line in the Taz. Bracketed the Magen Avraham. I should bracket the Taz. I bracketed the wrong thing. But the Taz is still here, luckily. Hey, don't give me shofar. Shem Shem Yidlein B'yadav Yelech Etzobaki. Hiksha Mizrachi B'yantiv Nami Nigzor Shem Yisaki. Yes, near the call shofar lonita l'shir elatkiya shol mitzvah. Came those are gozugim. One answer is that's not called klishir. Klishir is that you're doing it for music. Here you're just doing it for the mitzvah. So even though it could also break, but that wasn't nichlal and the gzera of klishir. Ordinarily, lataritz the ein lahem ligzor v'lekar l'gamri dvar torah shetzivta l'tko biyom zeh. Bishlam shabbos lo misakel gamri came shem lo. Shabbos Tokibiyotov. There is Zel Masha also Siag Latora, but all the world divide Torah. Zel Avar al divide Torah, Locker Lagamri. So he says like this, that this is a famous Yisoda, that when the Torah says something, you see, if you make this Gezerah, then you'll never blow shofar. You can't, in other words, Chacham can make a gezerah, but they can't be okay something that's beferish in the pasuk. If the Torah says that there's a concept of blowing shofar, so then you can't eradicate the lagamri. Whereas by Shabbos, okay, we're not blowing on Shabbos, but at least we're still blowing the rest of the time. But if we're going to have say the gzeir of Shem Yisak and Klishir, we're going to be Oker Lagamri, and that's the famous Soda of the Taz. Whenever the Torah says something beforeish is mutter, the Chacham can't say it's us. So here the Torah says beforeish is a mitzvah shofar, so you can't say it never exists. You can say it only exists sometimes, not every year. So that you could do. Okay. There's the Shem. Tomorrow so tomorrow we'll have regular shiur. So we'll finish up this packet, say 1:15 to 2, and then we'll do the other packet around 2 to 2:30. That's a shiur. Just go for getting the back. Where's the back?
That's
the Hazina back.
That's Hazina.